Welcome to a Healing Peace Podcast. I'm your host, Kimir Baker, the CEO founder of J Intelligence Networks. That's J Intel. Our podcast is your go-to source for empowerment and holistic well-being. Each episode is dedicated to nurturing a positive mindset, offering strategies to heal and transform the whole person. Join us on this journey to find balance, resilience, and true inner peace. Welcome home. I'm so happy that you joined us. Healing Peace and J Intel. We always enjoy seeing others have their aha moments. Yes, y'all, we are in the renewed mindset, the transformation train, and I'm okay to be myself understanding business. You know what I'm about to say. Subscribe to our channel on whatever music device you're listening to us on. Do not forget to leave us a review and tell others about us. This small act blesses others with this inspiring and uplifting content. All right, now, back to the show. Question for you. Have you ever done something extraordinary? I'm going to shout out to my moms, you ladies, first. You did something extraordinary by giving birth. You may be thinking, that is not extraordinary. Right. And I'm going to say that I've seen it happen, and yes, it is extraordinary. I want to add the way that you sacrifice without hesitation for the betterment of your family is extraordinary. Okay? For those who are not moms, perhaps your extraordinary includes your financial abilities or your ability to overcome challenges as you pursue your dreams. We all know sometimes when life gives us lemons, we have to make lemonade. Yes, we do. Before I share my extraordinary experience, I want to define extraordinary to make sure that we are all on the same page. Extraordinary means going beyond what is usual, regular, or customary. After I state this, you're probably remembering other situations where you exemplify being extraordinary. Okay, back to me. Well, in my youth, perhaps I was 13. The actual age is a bit foggy, but the experience is all factual. Anyways, I was home with my siblings, and over some time, we noticed the roof leaking. Several days went by with a drip, drip, drip. It was annoying. During that period, my mother was doing the single parent hustling. Due to her work schedule, the roof was another issue to add to the abundant list of things to do. So, in my brilliance, I figured that I could help my family out. I was resourceful. Thus, I decided I was going to go repair the roof. I saw the hustle that my mom was doing, but we were also tired of that drip, drip, drip. I figured that all I needed to do was get on the roof and just hammer down the shingles. I also reasoned that getting on the roof would not be a problem. Why? Because we lived in a one-story or one-floor house. I said, I'm going to go up there, I'm going to hammer down the shingles, and then, well, you know, of course, I'll have saved the day. I got my plan together. I asked my brother and sister to hold the ladder while I climbed on the roof to fix it. Once I got up there, I realized the problem. I assumed that the shingle in question would be obvious. Nope, that was not the case. I could not locate the part of the roof that needed to get nailed down. So I'm looking and I'm looking. Then I realized that it was hopeless. The weak shingle was hidden in plain sight. Yes, we needed a professional. I was so disappointed because I really wanted to save the day. Okay. Anyways, I turned around and my save the day persona was in trouble. For some odd reason, even though I made it on the roof, I became terrified to get myself on down. I was so afraid to climb down the ladder. You know those moments where people say, do not look down? Yeah, unfortunately, I had no choice but to look down because I didn't want to miss the ladder.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a rut and can't seem to move forward? If so, you're not alone. Millions of people struggle with emotional and health challenges every year. However, we believe that everyone deserves to live a happy and fulfilling life, and we are here to help you get there. JINTEL, JINTEL, now offers coaching services. Receive these benefits when you book a session. Increase self-awareness, improve communication skills, increase confidence, reduce stress, and improve relationships. If you're ready to take the next step, please go to jintel.org/services to book a free consultation.
Now, my brother and my sister at this point looked baffled. They were like, what do you mean you can't get down? You got yourself up there. Turn around and come down. So I turned. I lift my foot off the roof, trying to find a ladder. But then, I panicked. I turned right back around and I said, I cannot do it. Thus, my extraordinary moment became one fueled with fear and uncertainty. Basically, I lacked courage. After seeing me turn around so quickly, my sister asked, well, what do you want me to do? I said, well, I'm not going to make it down. Then she said, maybe I should call the police. Maybe they can send someone to help you down. I said, hey, go for it. Call them. Let's try. Because I need to get down and it's not happening. So my sister, she proceeds to call the police. She explained that I was on the roof. They asked her, well, how did she get up there? She responded by saying she climbed up the ladder. The police said, if she got herself up there, she can get herself down. I was furious by this response. I just couldn't believe it. What happened to protect and serve the people? My sister and my brother looked up once more and said, you need to figure something out and just come down. And I was like, I can't do it. And my sister said, you don't want to stay up there all night. And it looks like it's about to rain. You might want to get yourself on down. I said, fine, hold the ladder. I turned around once more and fished for the ladder with my foot. This time I found the step and began to climb down. Once I got back on solid ground, I stated, I will never, ever, ever do that again. No, I won't. My sister just walked away, shaking her head. In the midst of all of that, I still did not fix the roof. And of course, it was about to rain. Why am I sharing this? I believe we all have moments where we want to do the extraordinary, that we are focused on that extraordinary task, but then fear takes over. And since I love talking about God, you know how I do. We talk about Him. I want us to look at, or I'm going to go through a portion of the Bible. In Deuteronomy 31, Moses steps down from leading the Israelites. He led them for 40 years, and now it was his time to finally die. Knowing that Moses was about to die, God raised Joshua, raised him on up to lead his people to the promised land. In Deuteronomy 31, Moses reveals to the Israelites his impending death and commissions Joshua as the Israelites' new leader. He tells him, beginning in verse 7, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to your fathers to give them. And you shall put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Joshua had a big task set before him. The task was to lead God's people to the promised land by conquering the people that were already there. They had to conquer them and take their land. Why? It was their inheritance. Now, as I share this story, I know it pales into comparison of my experiences on the roof. Yeah, I was not leading people or conquering the land. I merely was trying to conquer those shingles on the roof. However, before God sent Joshua on his journey, he repeatedly, through Moses, told him to be strong and courageous. God understood the complexities of his soon-to-be journey. I wish I would have heard that before climbing on that roof. Yes, I do. I digress. While God is encouraging Joshua, he also expressed promises to Joshua. Did you catch that when I was reading? I might have read too fast, but I'm going to recap for you. What are God's promises when we venture out into the extraordinary? God promises that A, he goes before us, B, he will be with us, and C, he will never leave or forsake us on the journey. These characteristics of God still apply to us today when we are faced with challenges, doing or being the extraordinary. God, yes, he is completely different than my roof experience, where we call for help, but no one will help me. God is not like this. Not only can we call on him for help, but he leads us through the experience. He will never leave us, and he does not give up on us. What incredible promises. Because God being God, he calls us to not fear. Again, unlike my Ruth experience, that is roof experience, there you go, very much. I panicked, filled with fear. Do you know why I panicked? I'm going to share some light. I'm going to be honest, be transparent right now. I panicked because I realized that the ground and the roof were far apart. I focused on the distance and not the tool to get me down. How many times have you experienced something similar? You begin to do the extraordinary, being of good courage, but then you understand the odds or obstacles in the way. You focus on the odds, which lead to fear instead of focusing on the outcome of the extraordinary. For me, eventually, I did get down. But I needed to feel the ladder beneath me to know that I would not fall. As we pursue being of good courage, we must respond likewise. Not looking for the ladder, rather looking for and trusting in God to the point of overcoming our fears. You see, he's the one holding the ladder, letting us know that it's safe to continue on our journey. He is the one saying, "Girl, I got you." You may be wondering, how can you be of good courage as you continue your journey? I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you about recapping the principles in this incredible passage. The first step in being of good courage occurs by knowing that God is cheering or affirming you. God wants you to be successful. God's declaration to Joshua before he started his journey was, be strong and courageous. He tells him up front, this is not going to be easy, but I believe in you and I want you to be strong and courageous. Second, as you take your journey, know that the creator of the world clears a path for you. He will lead you through the obstacles. Yes, he will. Third, know that God is always with you and will never leave you. Fourth, allow your trust and security to be in God so that you do not fear. These four steps are essential for us to be of good courage. I do not know if you notice in these steps that most of the work happening to make sure that you are of good courage, to make sure that I am of good courage, is being done by God. He is working on our behalf. We just need to lean into him and rest assured that we will be equipped to do the extraordinary. Now, for those who are listening, you're probably like, okay, yeah, I got you. God is all good. But you know what? I need just a little bit more than this. I need something that's a little bit more tangible, something that I can apply to my life to make this work. I got you. But girl, really, I need something else. I hear you. All right, I hear you. And for those who've been listening to us for a while, you know what we're going to do next week. I'm going to have someone on the show and they are going to shed more insight. Yes, I have a great friend coming and she's going to share about her journey of being strong and courageous. And I definitely want you to come back. She's incredible. And I know that the things that she will share will provide more insight, more steps, more to what I just said about God and us being more courageous. But you know, I am getting kind of a little sentimental and I'm thinking, all right. I don't want you to leave feeling like, why you leave me hanging like that? I gotta wait till next week. Give me a little something more. Okay, I'm gonna give you a little something more. That is, I have two tools or tips that will help you to be courageous. Remember how I stated that my fear came due to me focusing on the odds or obstacles instead of doing or being extraordinary? Thus, tool or tip number one is to wake up daily envisioning yourself completing the extraordinary. For instance, you may want a promotion, but your boss does not want to promote you. Therefore, vision yourself having a better relationship with your boss, seeing yourself in the new position, and thinking through what your daily task will be in the new position and how would you handle them. By doing this daily, you are no longer focused on your fears or obstacles. Instead, and I'm going to say instead, you're living in a space of opportunity, a space of the extraordinary. The second tip is to envision yourself in the palm of God's hand. I had to do this two summers ago. I became so focused on the obstacles that I had to remind myself that God was holding me. Imagine that when you are focused on your obstacles, that you're on the edge of God's palms, like you're on the tip of his fingers, you're on the side of his palm, and you're about to fall off. Then vision yourself walking to the center of his palm. Once you're at the center, sit down in his palm. When a new situation arises, visualize yourself sitting in the palm of his hand. It's like you're in a hammock, but not falling over. To not fall in a hammock, you must center your body mass. You are doing the same by centering your body mass in the palm of God's hand. And why sitting? A, you're more centered, and B, you're less likely to be running off and falling off his bum. Just sit down. Now, normally I do not give out my tips until our infamous Tools and Tips show. However, I truly want to inspire you to be of good courage. Come back next week. We have an electrifying interview. You don't want to miss this interview because we're going to dig deeper into being strong and courageous.